Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, December 13th, 2021. I'm Rich Strappolino. Log4Shell is a critical zero-day vulnerability in the common Java-based Log4j logging utility that came to light last week when it was exploited in the wild on Minecraft servers. Researchers at Cisco and Cloudflare report that the first attacks were actually observed on December 1st, although mass exploitation wasn't seen until the vulnerability was publicly disclosed. Log4Shell has already been used by crypto mining and DDoS botnets, as well as to deploy Cobalt Strike backdoors. An update to Log4j has been released, but security researchers warn large enterprises may not be able to update quickly. Sony acquired the developer Valkyrie Entertainment, a studio that's worked on games like God of War, Halo Infinite, and Valorant. This is Sony's fifth studio acquisition in the past 12 months. For comparison, the company acquired two studios between 2010 and 2020. Toyota confirmed a report from The Drive that if a 2018 or later vehicle is equipped with the company's Remote Connect functions, it must be enrolled in a valid subscription to use the Remote Vehicle Start option on a key fob. This feature uses a standard proximity-based RF remote start system. New Toyota models come with a free trial of Remote Connect features, with some models having the trial tied to audio package options. With audio packages, trials can last between 3 to 10 years. After that, Remote Connect costs $8 a month or $80 a year. The Mozilla Foundation released its 2020 financial report showing its for-profit arm, the Mozilla Corporation, generated $466 million in revenue from search partnerships, subscriptions, and advertising, roughly flat from 2019. 86% of Mozilla's 2020 revenue came from its search deal with Google. Mozilla estimates 2021 revenue of over $500 million, with revenue from new products like Pocket, Relay Premium, and Mozilla VPN expected to grow 150% in the year to 14% of overall revenue. Xbox Game Pass for PC is no more. It's now called PC Game Pass, but it still uses the Xbox logo. Otherwise, the service is the same, and the combined Xbox and PC service will stay as Xbox Game Pass Ultimate. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reports that the release of iOS 15.2 will include the previously announced iMessage feature that will detect nude images on devices used by children. This will blur out detected images, provide a warning when clicking through to view, and provide the ability to contact parents about the image. In a change from the initial feature announcement, parents will not be automatically notified. iOS 15.2 does not include client-side scanning for child sexual abuse material in iCloud Photos. At the IEEE International Electron Devices meeting, Intel showed work on how it will continue Moore's Law post-2025. This includes using a hybrid bonding interconnect to provide up to 10x interconnect density improvements for 3D stacked chips, as well as improved stacking of multiple transistors to achieve 30 to 50% more logical scaling of transistors per square millimeter. Canada, you're not to be left out of the 15-minute grocery delivery trend. Vancouver-based Tiggy announced it has funding to get more dark stores up and running in Vancouver and expand to Toronto. Tiggy offers fast delivery with no minimum charge or extra fees. Last week, Samsung announced it would merge its mobile phone and home appliance businesses to consolidate its consumer offerings under one umbrella. The company now says this merged business will be called the DX division, which stands for Device Experience. Analog will reopen pre-orders for its Pocket handheld console on December 14th at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. These new pre-orders will carry a higher $219 price tag, with Pocket citing industry-wide component price increases. Initial Pocket pre-orders are expected to ship December 13th. Xiaomi announced a new battery technology that will allow it to increase capacity 10% using the same volume of components. The company achieved this by increasing electrode silicon content and twisting control circuits to the top of the battery. Xiaomi expects the new batteries in devices by the second half of 2022. And finally, Google has a reputation for abruptly killing services, but somehow Google Toolbar for Internet Explorer has kept chugging along now for almost 21 years. Sadly, Ars Technica noted that Google shut down the website for the toolbar sometime last week, now redirecting users to download Chrome. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.